from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Britain defends the reserve powers for governors of independent territories. Anguilla's chief minister responds. Four unions in Guyana order a work to rule in demand for backdated pay. And former President Carter prepares for a trip to Jamaica. I'm Carol Orr and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Britain's Foreign and Commonwealth Office is defending the controversial reserve powers of the governors of its five dependent territories in the Caribbean. Anguilla's chief minister has sharply criticised the government over what he says are plans to increase those powers. Chief Minister Hubert Hughes had said that Britain had an obligation under a UN agreement to provide its dependent territories with the necessary administrative and economic support to help them move towards self-rule. But an FCA spokesman told Caribbean Report that constitutional developments have reached the point where the British government retains full responsibility but has less power. The spokesman added that Her Majesty's government must have sufficient power to discharge its responsibility to its territories. Those powers provide the governor with the authority to reject, amend, or approve legislation in the territory for which he or she is responsible, and to reject the advice of the Executive Council. Both actions, however, would require the approval of the Secretary of State. But the spokesman emphasised there are no plans to introduce those powers now, but Britain is merely restating its right to do so.